Hey everybody, welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Matthew. Today we're going to look at the exchange rate of the dollar versus the Swiss franc over the last 60 years. Okay, so I want to take a look at the Swiss franc here because obviously people around the world No, Switzerland is quite a wealthy country, one of the wealthiest countries in the world per capita. They have a strong tradition of banking and finance, also a historically neutral country, interestingly, in the heart of Europe, surrounded by beautiful mountains, and strong defense fortifications within those mountains, covering their roads and major access points. And they have avoided war. In the 20th century, when most of Europe did not. And typically, the term safe haven is looked at with the Swiss franc, and let's see how that compares with the dollar itself over the last 60 years. This, of course, is also different because in all of our videos thus far, we've looked at just other assets versus the dollar. And we've started with monetary assets, gold, silver, Bitcoin. We looked at the dollar itself, the amount of physical currency in the world printed by the Federal Reserve. But everything was always in terms of dollars, everything in terms of dollars. And of course, we have the petrodollar, the eurodollar, these terms where basically most all of the major assets in the world, commodities, oil, uranium, natural gas, gold, silver, Bitcoin, even a lot of the major commodities and instruments and protocols around the world, the best price, the most liquid price is in dollars. And that's a great benefit to the United States, to the Treasury, to the Federal Reserve. However, having said all of that, knowing that the dollar is the world reserve currency, it's not the case that every single fiat currency also falls against the dollar. Just like these assets that we've shown have fallen. Of course, that's the way that inflationary monetary fiat systems work. You print more money in excess of demand, and the price tends to rise in terms of that asset. So gold, silver, the dollar price has risen clearly with clear trends, exponential trends over the last 50 years. And over the last 13 plus years, there's been a clear 95% power regression, or 96% if you looked at the market cap of Bitcoin, which we've shown as well. So the dollar certainly deflates or decreases in value in terms of those assets. But what about in terms of other currencies? Well, in general, I can tell you, yes, the dollar is stronger than most other currencies. As I said in the show with Alec on Friday, it is the best looking horse in the glue factory. Many other currencies print and subsidized deficits with borrowed and printed money well beyond what the dollar and the Federal Reserve and the Treasury themselves do. So it's not the case that the dollar is the weakest currency. In fact, it's typically the strongest. As I said, the best looking horse in the glue factory, except in a few cases. And the Swiss franc is one of those cases. So that's why I want to take a look at it today. You can already see here on the screen, we have this top left to lower right trend here. And what was it saying? Well, as you can see here, this is priced in terms of Swiss francs, the Swissy. And you can see this USD.CHF. Those are the international, the ISO delineations, abbreviations for the dollar and the franc. But you see the way that they do it with currency pairs, USD.CHF. How do you read that? Very simply, the first currency pair is always one. It's how much you want to know one will get you. The second currency pair is how much of that currency you will get. So for example, here in the 60s, you would get 4 1/3, 4.3 roughly Swiss francs per $1. So the USD is first listed, the franc is second, 4.3 francs per $1 in the 60s. And you see, of course, there's no curve, it's flat. This is pre-Bretton Woods ending. The world was on a gold exchange standard, so on and so forth. We've talked about it. But the Nixon shock occurred in 1971, and from here, the dollar actually lost strength much faster in terms of the Swiss franc than it had in the past when it was fixed and we were on a gold relationship. So now gold is floating freely here. The dollar gold exchange standard broke down. There is no more Bretton Woods system. Other currencies, gold, silver, they're all floating freely in the market. So as this chart goes down, remember it's priced in francs. What does that mean? It's going down. It means the dollar is getting weaker in terms of francs. Here you could get 4 francs, 4 1/3 francs. And here in the, really from the 2010s, the start of the 2010s here, late 2000s, start of 2010s, you're basically at parity. You get 1 franc per every dollar. If you're from the perspective of an American traveling to Europe, that's a worse deal. That's a worse deal. You're only getting a franc where you would get 4 francs here back in the 60s. So this is the nature of currency exchange. This is how it works. And one other event on the timeline I want to show you here is the Federal Act on Currency. It's actually had a longer name. I believe it's the Federal Act on Currency and Payment Instruments, but the Swiss National Bank passed this. Interestingly, around the same time as Brown's Bottom. You remember from a prior video, Gordon Brown, former Chancellor of the Exchequer in the UK, also sold half of the United Kingdom's gold, the gold reserves of the people of the United Kingdom in 1999 through 2002. As well in 2000, the Swiss National Bank and Switzerland itself, the parliaments, the cantons, they passed an act which basically said we no longer required to hold any gold on the Swiss National Bank's balance sheet. No longer required to hold any gold backing, that word backing, the currency. And indeed, they sold a bunch of gold at this point. So you actually see here in the mid-80s, the dollar had a little bit of a run-up versus the franc, even though the trend was clearly down. And here as well, actually, after this act was passed, the dollar got a little bit stronger as well in terms of the Swiss franc. Even though it's quite short-lived, it went down again until after the global financial crisis, we reached parity between dollar Swissy. The only other major currency in the world, as far as I know, that's really gold-backed, and major currency for sure, is the euro. So when the euro was introduced around the same time, 1999, all of the European central banks that together made up the main European central bank, okay, the individual nation central banks, they agreed to have 15% consolidated gold holdings on all of the central banks' balance sheets in the European, the Eurozone. It's called the Euro area. But as far as I know, the Swiss franc fell off as having a gold requirement here. It's one of the last ones in 1999, 2000. And the only other remaining currency that still has gold agreements where it is mandated by all of the central banks to hold gold is the European euro itself, the European Central Bank. So interesting that the dollar gained a little bit of strength here, but still the Swiss was stronger than the dollar throughout the rest of the next two decades here, the start of the 21st century. So we can obviously see that the trend is down. How much down is it? Let's draw a trend line. Here's a linear regression at 70% R squared. Do check prior videos for more on trend lines. We could draw a non-linear trend line, an exponential or a power on the way down as well. But clearly, they're pretty close in R squared. So I just kept it simple with a linear here. We see that, again, here in the 80s, it bumped above this trend while falling back down in the 90s. And then after Switzerland went off gold entirely, started to sell some gold in the early 2000s, the dollar got a little bit stronger, but then of course it fell back down to parity until today, actually. Here you see it's linear trend, so the trend is still continuing down, but we have here a much more managed with the dollar type of a relationship. Let's even zoom this in. This looks like a mistake, it's not. Since COVID here, look at that nearly fixed peg of 0.89 Swiss francs per $1 around the COVID years. And there were a lot of cross currency swaps, central bank swaps, where basically the euro, the Swiss franc, the pound, all of the Western central banks were trying to manage and make sure their exchange rates were stable to each other as all of the countries were going through massive amounts of stimulus during this time. And then the dollar has gotten actually slightly stronger since then, but really very close. It reached parity here in October of last year, and now it's back again down to 0.92 Swiss francs per $1. So an interesting trend for the Swissy, right? Where here, if you were an American coming over to Switzerland, you get 4.32 francs in the 60s, and now you don't even get 1 franc per dollar. So the trend is clear. Let's do one sigma down here in the last 50 years. Remember, I started this trend just from the ending of Bretton Woods. 66%, two-thirds of the time, you're going to see the price with inside these blue bands. Let's do two sigma down, two sigma up. That is 95% of the time in the last 50 plus years. 95% of the time, the price was inside the red bands. Clearly a downtrend. Clearly, people started to value the Swiss franc much more than they valued holding dollars themselves. So Switzerland has always been one of these interesting neutral countries, high quality of life, wealthy population. They produce a lot as well. A lot of strong economies inside of Switzerland, very decentralized country. They do have a strong currency, and it shows, as you can see with the dollar Swissy rate for the last 60 years. Yes, in recent years, you can see it almost looks like it could be bottoming. Who knows? Time will tell. If it is bottoming, actually the dollar is going to get stronger. But certainly also what's happening here is import-export agreements and arguments come into play, where if the Swiss franc gets even too strong relative to other currencies, Swiss exports become too expensive. And this, of course, is another constant debate, is do you make your exports cheaper or do you make your currency cheaper, more devalued? And usually the devaluing the currency argument tends to win with fiat currencies. Not always. But again, even though the dollar typically is stronger than all other currencies in the world, it is the world reserves currency. It is the way that most assets are priced. We have the petrodollar, the eurodollar. Many people like to hold dollars around the world. We do see that there are some currencies that have been stronger over the last 60 years, and the Swiss franc is one of them. And then just one final point I want to say on gold. Even though statutorily Switzerland does not have a gold requirement to hold gold on the Swiss National Bank's balance sheet anymore, which would be, you know, that term backing the currency. Even though they sold a bunch of gold here, like most central banks around the world, they have been buying more since then, as have other countries around the world. So gold certainly still plays a part in our nation's currencies. There's about 1.1 billion ounces of gold out of 6.3 billion ounces ever mined, held by all central banks around the world. So gold still is part of the picture, no matter how much people want to say that it's not. So that's another interesting point as well. That's it for today. Thanks for watching.